The Everything Home podcast is brought to you by Helping the People. We're a real estate company, home resource center, and nonprofit organization. We're disrupting the home buying and selling experience because it needs updating and a remodel. Welcome to relationship-based real estate with a socially conscious purpose. If you're looking to buy a home or it's time to sell the one you're in, our free service matches you with one of our preferred realtors who are the all-stars in their profession. They're an invite-only exclusive group of the top 1 to 5% of realtors in Arizona and the greater San Diego area. Truly the best of the best. We've personally worked with each one of them and have built a long-term relationship, so we know just how good they are. Our agents are much more than statistics, taglines, and a large team. They're honest, authentic, skilled negotiators, great communicators, and expert marketers. And most importantly, they really care. You're more than just the sale of a home and a commission check. The really special quality of our preferred realtors is that they want to give back to those who served for our country and change someone's life. So they donate 25% of their commission to our Homes for Veterans program, which financially supports veterans who want to buy homes or need home improvements for their service-related injuries. We also offer you access to all of our services, marketing resources, and expert contributors to additionally support you during your home process. When you're ready to buy or sell your home, please give us a call at 833-694-6636 or visit our website, helpingthepeople.org. We'd love the opportunity to have our preferred realtors included during your interview process and look forward to you becoming part of our unique community. I promise it will be the best real estate experience of your life. Together, we're changing your life and the life of a veteran.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Well, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. And today's show is a little bit balance, some life, and really a bunch of stuff, but we're going to talk some health and wellness. I've got two great experts that are going to give you some wonderful information, possibly even change your life or the path that it's on. I've got Dr. Karen Lotus and Molly Edwards. They're the founders of Optimal Hormones Medical, where their theme is heal, balance, and thrive. They believe in patient-centered care while surrounding you with the services you need to get ahead of the health curve to attain your optimal health. How are you ladies today?
We're good. Thanks, Michelle. Doing great, Michelle. Thanks so much for having us today.
You're very welcome. So you are on location at your Wickenburg office. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have a location in Wickenburg and then also another one in Scottsdale.
Multiple facilities to start helping people. So let's start from the basics. Why don't you give us some information about you and why you came together to start this, and then I'll let you just kind of take it from there.
Well, this is Molly. Dr. Lotus and I have known each other for a number of years and really felt that this was an important concept of being both the optimal aspects of people's health together with wellness and hormones together under one umbrella. And we know that there are a lot of places offering hormone therapy now. And so, you know, we always ask you, I mean, you can throw a rock and there's a bunch of people that offer hormone replacement, but then why are we different? And so we want to know why choose us? Well, Dr. Lotus brings over 13 years of experience specializing in bioidentical hormones, thyroid, adrenals, and nutritional supplements. She's worked in doing research for many, many years in that area, as well as having been a practitioner for that many years. And our practice is really around, as you mentioned, the art of patient-centered dosing. We really want this to be about our patients and at the center, and really having them come in, tell us what their goals and symptoms are. I mean, we always require our patients to get labs, blood work done first. I mean, you can't even step in our doors without having that done, so that Dr. Lotus can actually review all the blood work with you to find out where are you at with your hormones and your overall health. Then we work with our patients on understanding their symptoms and what they're feeling, understanding their health goals. And that's where we really surround our patients with the services that they need to really become the most optimal health that they can possibly be. And so we have many people that come in and tell us, Michelle, that, oh my gosh, my labs are normal. Our doctors have told us that we're in range. But people can have great imbalance that appears within range, but it's correlating symptoms with labs and then really helping them achieve their optimal you is really what our goals are. So Dr. Lotus has partnered with me on the wellness side because once we have gotten them hormonally balanced and if they truly are struggling with weight and any other health issues on the nutritional front, I work with them to help them either lose weight or gain muscle or whatever they're looking to kind of get to that next level through optimal nutrition. So it's really kind of surrounding our patients with all of those services with them at the center and making sure that we meet their health goals.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up that there seems to be a trend where there are so many of these clinics or facilities that are offering this hormone replacement because I see them a lot and I'm thinking, that just doesn't seem right that everybody is now jumping on this bandwagon. They can't all be that good. And then you're talking about adding on the portion, which most of them probably don't add the wellness, where you're talking about nutrition, because I can tell you over the past 6 months, I constantly get advertisements for all of these on the internet, all these different companies that have the nutrition plan for you and the prepackaged food and whether you cook it or it's not cooked. I mean, in the past 6 months, it's been crazy the amount of different companies that have just popped up. So it really matters to do a little homework to find a doctor and a facility and a professional like you, Molly, in regards to the wellness portion that delivers it for real, as opposed to what sounds like people are just jumping on a trendy bandwagon.
Well, and that's really an important distinction. And Dr. Lotus and I work together that one size does not fit all. And when we hear patients come in saying, hey, I'm on the ketogenic diet, or I'm on the Mediterranean diet, or I'm on these different diets, it really has to start with their health and their hormones and their overall well-being first, which is why Dr. Lotus always meets with them first to evaluate them to make sure, is there any underlying health issues before they actually come to me, where I can then, she and I work together, to look at their labs and see, do they have any issues with, I'll give you a perfect example. We've had patients that have come in and have had high calcium levels. And if I had put them on a diet without Dr. Lotus reviewing their blood work, I could actually be harming them by putting them on a high calcium diet. And so we really want Dr. Lotus to look at everything and make sure that they are in fact healthy and then mark anything that I need to be aware of that could adversely impact them. I don't know if Dr. Lotus has anything else to add to that.
Yeah, sometimes when labs are just kind of outside normal range or even within normal range, but their symptoms are not consistent with a normal lab. And I think a lot of us have gone through that experience ourselves. And I certainly have seen patients many times over the years I've been practicing that say, you know, I've had it tested over and over again. They keep saying I'm normal, but this is what I'm feeling. And so we really approach this, and I approach my practice specifically from a functional medicine point of view, which means it's not just the labs. The labs are there to give us parameters, but not to be the Bible, quote unquote. It's about saying, okay, well, with these symptoms, that's very consistent with a low thyroid function, despite the fact that you always come up in the normal range. And so we'll actually really work and base it on symptoms in order to get treatment effective so that they can start boosting their metabolism and maybe achieving better skin quality or better weight loss or better, healthier hair, any number of things like that. And those are just some examples. Adrenals are another one. And the stress that we go through in our lives, oftentimes patients have come in and they've just burnt their adrenal glands out. And so they aren't able to manufacture enough cortisol to keep them going. And what I find that happens with that is a lot of people put on a lot of extra weight around their belly and their hips and their thighs. And when you start talking about, well, what's the stress been like in your life? And what's your past been like? And where is it going? And a lot of times they say, oh, my goodness, if you have no idea what I've been through. And some of the stories are really quite something. And so when we can start helping support their body to create the hormones they were meant to create, all of these things start to smooth out and they start to have better energy and better hair quality, better skin quality. It's really, really exciting. And it's something that I'm intensely passionate about because we've had a chance to see so many lives changed for the better. I can't tell you how many times I have somebody come up to me and say, give me a big hug, and I don't even know them, you know, and they're saying, thank you so much. You gave me my spouse back or my child back or my mother back, or the list goes on, and I can't tell you how many times that happens, and it's just what a really wonderful treat to know that we get to positively impact the people we work with.
Well, it sounds like you're listening to people as opposed to just looking at what the numbers on the piece of paper from these labs say. And then obviously using expertise and experience. And sometimes the change that you make or the adjustment doesn't have to be bunches of medications. It could be something simple where now you just transform this person. So it might be people that are listening thinking, God, there's no help, or I've gone down this road, or I've talked to this person. Maybe they weren't listening, or they didn't have the expertise, or they just didn't have the talent and the insight that you both do in order to really find out what the problem is. So I don't want people to give up and say, well, I've been told no, and I can't fix this from so many people, because it sounds like once you allow the body to help heal, it can heal itself, but you've got to give it the tools or be positioned to. And it's refreshing to know that you make that a priority.
You bet. And thank you for catching that, because that is something that's really important to both Molly and myself. We spend, for our first appointment, usually an hour. I actually had an appointment this morning that I spent probably close to 2 hours with this person because she had a fairly complex situation that we tried to work through. So it's about really focusing on the needs and the goals of whoever comes in and seeing what we can do. And when you mentioned that about medications, our goal is actually to be able to decrease the number of prescription medications they are on over time. That may not happen right away, but as we are able to help them achieve greater health, oftentimes these things like high blood pressure and high blood sugar, the myriad of potentials that are there for prescriptions, depression is a huge one. We're able to help them achieve a better way of life, better diet. The hormones really help stabilize blood sugars and insulin levels, and then we're able to gradually help those medications be both weaned and then finally eliminated. So that's pretty exciting to see that as well. You know, I think the other thing I wanted to go back and talk about was all of those clinics that are providing hormone services pretty much on every block. I really wanted to discuss that it takes a lot of time, effort, research, and many, many years of experience to really do a good job at that. It is a very specific specialty, and what I'm seeing is that many of these providers are being trained in a 1 or a 2 day program and then present themselves as able to offer full-scale hormone treatment. And while that might work for an average person, I guarantee you it's not going to work for everyone. And what I've often run into is, oh, I've tried hormones. They did not work for me. And my response has always been, I guarantee you hormones would work for you. It was unfortunately the person that dosed you that didn't understand how to dose properly or didn't understand your specific needs that was the issue. And so that's kind of a sore spot for me because I am passionate about that, and I've seen such amazing results with it. So when people have a bad experience, I keep saying, oh, my goodness, I wish you'd try one more time.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because I was going to ask you, since Molly brought it up in the beginning, since there are so many of these facilities, obviously something must have happened that they lowered the bar to be able to have some sort of a license to administer this theory or concept or however it's described in the medical world, because then they also saw it as another revenue stream. It's like, I'm sure you both remember when Botox kind of first came out, it was really just at dermatologists. And then everybody saw how much money they can make off of it. And then all of a sudden, you can go to a day spa now and there's somebody there ready to give you an injection. You're like, whoa, what? Well, we gotta slow this down. I got to be really selective if I'm going to start doing some sort of treatment like that. So I'm glad that you brought that up, that the reason why there's so many is because they might only be in a 1 to 2 day training period. They might be a doctor. That's great. But if they only have 1 to 2 days of training in order to now get that stamp or that the certificate on the wall that they can now say that they are a clinic that does hormone replacement or hormone enhancement, it's really important to make sure people do their homework to find out somebody who's specialized in it for so long. It doesn't matter what you do, you can't learn something in 1 to 2 days and then especially deal with somebody's health. You know, that's just impossible.
You can't. It takes time. I've been doing this over 13 years. And I'm actually consulting and teaching doctors in Israel right now, those same things, how to learn how to dose, how to learn how to listen to the right and ask the right questions. So it's a very complex field. And I applaud everyone that tries to get into it because they're finally recognizing what a great benefit hormones are bringing. And I think one of the other reasons people, besides the revenue stream, one of the other reasons other physicians are getting into it is the research is finally starting to recognize the positive benefits. And so we're seeing some amazing results. And maybe we can talk about the research a little bit later and or perhaps on another show, because some of it is amazing and very, very exciting in terms of what they're discovering, particularly with the bioidentical and particularly the subcutaneous or the pellet therapy. It's really dramatic in what we're seeing the research show, anywhere from cardiology to urology to dementia care, osteoporosis, the list goes on and on about how amazing it can be for improvement in our health.
There's so much that we can talk about because this is your life and this is what can make the difference between, hey, I really feel awesome today, or I just don't feel like doing anything. Or like you mentioned, where people are thanking you for giving their children back to them or their spouse or their parent. You're talking about all these different categories that maybe people are either frustrated or they just don't know that it's out there. So I think that's a whole nother show. We can dabble into it a little bit today, but we're not going to do it justice because it's a show in its own, to be honest with you. So that's an acceptance to come back on. I'm all for that. Well, Dr. Lotus, can you just explain really what the hormones do and why is it so critical to make sure that they're in balance? And as we get older, everyone says that they don't produce as much. So can you just kind of give us the story on hormone 101?
You bet. I would love to. You know, it's really interesting because for both men and women, our hormones start decreasing even by the late 30s. And I've got some women that are in their 20s that are having some problems with testosterone imbalance. So it doesn't just happen, our imbalances with menopause or with andropause. It can happen at any stage in our life. So I really want to make sure that that's clear because, you know, it's not just for us 50, 60, 70-year-old people. It can happen at any time. We've actually got a teenager we're handling right now that has just been amazing difference as we've been able to regulate some of those things for her. But anyway, you know, let's talk about estrogens first. You know, it's so interesting because for women, as we age, starting again, even in the 30s and a little bit more all every decade, estrogen and testosterone both decrease. But for men, estrogen actually goes up and testosterone comes down. And that can cause, that increasing estrogen can cause as much problem as the testosterone is coming down. You know, so it's very, very interesting. But, you know, estrogen for women, we know that it covers hot flashes, night sweats, heat intolerance, and vaginal dryness. But what I think a lot of people don't know is that it also helps solve painful intercourse, urinary incontinence, or urinary urgency. So in other words, if you have to go to the bathroom or can't hold the urine when you cough or sneeze, that's usually unless it was a childbirth injury, you know, that's typically an estrogen deficiency. And it really affects our moods, you know, particularly that teariness, that sense of being weepy, nobody loves me, everybody's picking on me. That's that kind of a mood when we have that kind of a lower estrogen level. So those are things that not every doctor asks about, you know, that are just critical. And I have seen complete recovery from, you know, the urinary incontinence and women in their 60s and 70s and even 80s having really great intimate relationships again after many years of not being able to be active because we were able to normalize that estrogen. So that's pretty fun stuff. Testosterone is my favorite, though, for both men and women. It is just so stunning. And, of course, we all know that testosterone affects the libido. So, and it helps men have better erections, and it helps women have better orgasms. But there are so many things beyond that. It's about memory loss and brain fog. It's definitely about moods. The irritability, depression, panic attacks, anxiety are almost all eradicated with the right dose of testosterone. I can't tell you how many times we've been able to actually wean people off of their antidepressant and their anti-anxiety medicine like the Ativan or the Xanax because we were able to finally get their testosterone up. So then the other one is strength. You know, as we age and as we lose testosterone, we start to lose muscle strength. So we got the same muscle mass as we always had, but it's getting kind of flabby. And so it doesn't burn at the same rate. And so we start to get a layer of flab around us. So if we can start getting that testosterone level normalized, then what we do is we have better strength, better tone, that layer of fat tends to burn off a little better. We have better exercise recovery. So in other words, we can go back further. I have one gentleman that his issue is exercise. He loves to do a really hard workout, and he can do so many pull-ups when he's at his peak. And when he drops down below that halfway mark of the number of pull-ups he can do, he says, yeah, my numbers are down. And, you know, he is so exactly right. He actually knows his numbers by the number of pull-ups he can do because he starts losing that tolerance. So it's really about helping all of us, men and women, kind of not just feel young again, because I don't want to put anybody back into their 20s that's in their 60s. You know, I mean, that's not responsible, you know, but it's vital and healthy. I actually have an 86-year-old male patient who was on testosterone injections for many, many years and is a very, very active man, you know, and just really a delight. And I finally convinced him that you need to try the pellets and see the difference between the natural hormones versus the synthetic. And he just told me the last time I saw him, is he said, you know, he said, your medicine is the best thing that ever happened to me. It has made me feel so fabulous again. I just feel like I can do anything. And this guy's 86. I mean, it's just like so cool. But the other really big deal about testosterone that I think is very poorly understood in the general medical community is the chronic pain, the piece it plays in chronic pain. Headaches, severe migraines, and arthritis, both mostly the degenerative arthritis, but even some for rheumatoid arthritis, and fibromyalgia, all of these kinds of things are so improved after we get their testosterone balanced. So there's all this whole level of wellness that we can achieve if we can get those balanced properly. So then we talk about thyroid. You know, you mentioned thyroid that everybody says, oh yeah, your labs are normal, you're just going to have to deal with it. And then you realized it was a thermal regulation piece. It was, and you're absolutely right about that. If your temperature is consistently below 98.6, you've got a thyroid problem, period. You know, it's as simple as that. Beyond that, there's the weight gain. There's the inability to, no matter how careful you are about your diet, you're not able to lose that weight or you're not able to stop gaining because the metabolism isn't cranking effectively. So along with that goes constipation. A lot of times there's a lot of scalp hair loss. You'll also see a lot of people's eyebrows, on the sides of their eyebrows, they start very thin or non-existent. And it's so funny because I'll be in the grocery store and I'll go, I wish they'd come to me because I could help them. You know, it's just like, oh my goodness, it's just such a dramatic thing. Constipation. What else is there? The skin, the dry skin, but mostly fatigue. With all of these things, whether it's estrogen, whether it's testosterone, whether it's thyroid or adrenals, fatigue is often a big one. It's like, people will come and say, I do fine in the morning, but by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I feel like I need to take a nap. And when I get home from work, doesn't matter if it's 6 or 7, I go to bed, you know, and it's just like, none of us should be going to bed at 7 o'clock at night. We don't, you know, that's giving part of our life away. So it's a matter of really helping people. And I will look at labs, but again, and I think I mentioned this at another stage to you, but I don't consider the labs to be the Bible. I consider them to be a guiding force. I don't want to over-treat somebody, but I'm not going to let them sit at the low side of normal if they've got symptoms. And so we really work on adjusting. Or, you know, for thyroid, I'll get them to take a temperature every day and say, okay, let's keep treating as long as you can tolerate it until we get that temperature back up in the 98 range. So, I mean, because again, if you're burning at a good thermal rate, then your metabolism is working. If your metabolism isn't working, you're cold. It's as simple as that. And it's hilarious, not so hilarious, quite frankly, but where menopausal women will be coming in with hot flashes, but they still have cold hands and cold feet. So they've got hormone imbalance, but they've also got thyroid imbalance. And it's just so evident. Now, it's not with everybody, but, you know, it's just like, I can't believe it. Why do I have to wear wool socks on my feet and gloves in bed, and yet I still have to take the covers off because I'm burning up, you know? It's just a bizarre situation. So, and then the final one that I'm going to touch on today is the adrenal glands. And, you know, the adrenals are our stress, and I don't think there are many people in this world right now that haven't experienced a lot of stress. And our adrenals make our cortisol, which is our stress hormone. So they also create our prohormones, which are starting to help us make our testosterone and our estrogens. In fact, 50% of our estrogens and testosterone are made by either the ovaries or the testes, but the other 50% is made by the adrenals. And if the adrenals are so tired because they've been working so hard to make the cortisol, they can't make the hormone. And after a while, they can't even make the cortisol. So I believe that adrenal function and adrenal support naturally, not through steroids, is an extremely important aspect of care that really helps people be able to achieve better energy, better quality of life, just a sense of well-being that is just so fun to watch people recover to. So I think that's about what I wanted to say right now for hormones. So I'm going to turn this back over. Once I get started speaking about hormones, you can't shut me up.
Yeah, but you know how awesome that is that you have so much passion about hormones? It's just great to hear that because you don't get this from a lot of doctors or people that are in the field of healing. I enjoy hearing you get so excited about talking about hormones. I think it's awesome.
Oh, thank you. All right, I'm going to turn this over to Molly.
So, Michelle, did you have any other questions along those lines before we move on?
Well, I took a lot of notes, and I learned quite a few things that I didn't know. I think you gave a great summary. I'll just recap them and tell me if I'm wrong. It's estrogen, testosterone, thyroid, and the adrenals. As long as people are aware that those four really need to be in balance, so it's not just one. It's rare that you hear the word adrenals mentioned. You might hear estrogen, but Molly brought up a great point about testosterone in women in the beginning, and that matters too. So you would always think testosterone is what men are producing. Women have a certain level to produce also. If anyone gets one takeaway that they remember, those are the four
that they need to be aware of, that they have to be in check. And if they don't know what they mean, then they need to call you guys and make an appointment. If they have never had that conversation before with anyone that they're currently working with, then they need to have a conversation with you. Those need to be in check, and they just need to see where they are, because it really, and you're giving examples of people that you're seeing the difference in the person, and they're telling you, hey, this is making a huge difference.
Oh, they're telling us. I mean, it's really fun to hear their testimonials, because it makes you realize we're on the right track and we are able to make a difference. And for both of us, that's what this clinic is all about, is making a difference in people's lives, for sure. And in fact, I want to just add one more piece that we maybe hopefully can add to the testosterone, is that, you know, a lot of times men will say, well, my libido's fine, I've got a good erection, so that means I've got normal testosterone. But a lot of times testosterone helps the sexual piece, but it isn't all the end all be all to the sexual piece. And so I find a lot of people that either do or don't have problems with that. They've got no problems in that department, and yet they've got the depression, they've got a lot of stress things, they're not building muscle tone, they've maybe got some chronic pain going on. And what I'm finding is that they can often have very low testosterone, despite the fact that they're okay sexually. So if they've got some of those other symptoms, it's still worth getting checked. I can't stress that enough, because it's an important piece of our mood and our well-being and our quality of life altogether, not just the sexual piece.
Well, it also, I think we've been conditioned to assume the way that we're supposed to feel based on our age, or how our parents felt at that point, or how some of maybe our colleagues or friends or other family members. But it sounds like if things aren't in balance, they might be able to, and they do get resolved. I mean, one of your main whole theories in a part of the tagline of Heal, Balance, and Thrive is balance. And just because you're like, this guy's 86, he should not be doing stereotypically the things that he's doing. A lot of people his age are probably, you know, doing the list of medications and complaining about all the different things that are wrong with them. And those people have been told that because you're this age, this is how you're supposed to feel. And if you have this chronic problem, that's just because of your age. And it's almost like you're trying to enlighten people to say, that's just not the case. I mean, you could choose to go down that path, but you don't have to. There's other options.
But you don't have
if you really are in balance. Don't assume that just because it hurts when you get out of bed, because you're 60, that's what happens at 60. Not the case.
Right. Exactly. And I've got people that come in their 40s. Well, it's just because I'm getting old. And it's just like, heck no, you're not old at 40, honey. You know, it's just like, we're not old at 60 anymore. And our 86-year-old patient says, we're not old at 80. You know, I just wanted to throw that in there.
You got an 86-year-old poster child. It's great.
This 86-year-old, actually, he still ropes. You know, he's a cowboy, and he still ropes and wins at team roping. You know, so, I mean, the guy is beyond a poster child.
And he gets depressed if he can't get into the ring and starts roping every day.
Yeah, so, yeah, he's quite a character. So it's fun. We meet some just fabulous people in this job.
Now, do you have a little time to talk about how these hormones are actually administered and what they look like?
Yeah, great question. We only handle the natural hormones. They're bioidentical. That means they're plant-based, and they have been molecularly designed from the plants to be identical to our human form. And in that way, there's no side effects except the side effects that would be present if they had too much or too little of something. And that's an important thing to know. So allergies aren't going to be an issue with these hormones. The mechanisms of administration are creams, which I feel are very ineffective. The research shows probably only 30% of people absorb them effectively. Now, it doesn't mean they don't work for some people. They do, but not well enough to be consistently used. So it's one of the things that I only use in very rare situations for some women. Then there are the sublingual, which means something that dissolves under the tongue. These can certainly get rid of a lot of the symptoms. However, they don't last very long and they peak very quickly. And so when you're thinking of therapeutic levels and how long it's going to be in your system, they're very quick. They usually are gone within 6 to 7 hours. And so then sometimes we have to try twice a day dosing, but then there's the time, okay, are you going to remember it even once a day, let alone twice a day? And then the other is oral. This oral one is not the typical oral that you would get from the regular doctor, like some of the old conjugated estrogens. Anything that is oral, swallowed, and goes through the liver gets changed into different dynamics and metabolites that can actually be dangerous and have risks, particularly estrogens in that way. But we do have a pharmacy that compounds an oral that is in a lipotropic solution, which actually absorbs, it's like a little fat solution that absorbs very, very quickly into the bloodstream and even into some of the lymph stream. And so it is dissolved before it hits the liver. And that particular one will peak a little bit later and last longer. So it will last maybe 12 hours instead of 6 hours. So that's a nice option for some people. And then the one that I believe in the most is the pellets, which is a subcutaneous delivery. So in other words, it goes in under the skin and it lasts anywhere from 3 to 5 months for women and 5 to 7 months for men. And it is the best in terms of therapeutic delivery. And it's probably the only one because the level stays so steady instead of going up and down every single day, that level stays so steady at a high level that that is the one that works the best for people's pain and that and people's muscle development in terms of for these people that are doing bodybuilding or programs where they're trying to do muscle building. That's a much more effective way. And certainly for any of the chronic pain issues, it is the only way to go. And from a personal level, I've done all of them because I had a very early hysterectomy in my life. And the doctors did everything. I started on all the synthetics, on all the conjugated, just had a really challenging time throughout my life until I found bioidenticals. Bioidenticals at least got the sublinguals got my symptoms under control, but when I finally switched to pellets, it was like I got my life back. I mean, it was truly amazing the difference in terms of the administration types. But that said, as long as it's the natural form, we will do any of those kinds based on what is most comfortable for the people that come to see us.
What would be really good to talk about right now is a little bit about each of you so the listeners can understand who you are and what you've done, and they can have a little bit more personal interaction because your whole concept is about listening and being in that personal relationship with your clients and the people that you're taking care of. Whoever wants to start, please share.
So I'll start first. I'm Karen Lotus, and I have been in medicine for over 25 years now. I am a PhD nurse practitioner, and so my doctorate is in research. And my nurse practitioner is actually family. And so I started out prior to that, have been a nurse for many, many years and done all kinds of hospital and clinic care both. As a nurse practitioner, I was finding that the Western medicine model was not meeting the needs of people. They were constantly saying, I still feel this. And our response in these clinic situations was, yeah, but your labs are fine. And the patients keep coming back, yeah, but I still feel this. And so I started digging into the research to really discover, all right, how can we look at this? How can we find solutions to their symptoms and still kind of be within the realm of medicine and not being too alternative? And not that alternative is bad, but at the same time, we lose people sometimes. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So where I got was that hormones, thyroid, adrenals, and nutrition and fitness, our diet and our fitness issues were key. And if we could get each of those balanced, and to me it started with hormones and thyroid, because if we didn't have those fixed, nobody has the motivation to exercise or the sense of wellness enough or excitement enough to work on their diet plan. And so I had to go back to like basically hormones 101 and really relook at what we were doing. And when I started medicine, the main ones out were the prescription, like the conjugated estrogen, which was like the mare horse urine, synthetic progesterones, and virtually some synthetic testosterone, but I don't think medicine realized the importance of testosterone for women particularly and just how critical it is. So, and then as I got into that, I realized, oh my goodness, if we don't fix the thyroid, then the hormones still aren't going to help enough. So then I started to expand and spent many years working, going to all of the alternative and functional medicine conferences, reading every resource I could, both research papers as well as the different books written, until we could kind of come up with some treatment plans that would actually work for people. So that's kind of my background, lots of years in medicine, about 13 years in bioidentical hormones and thyroid. Then I guess on a personal level, I'll add, I really love to work with people. On my off time, I live out in the country. I actually live in Wickenburg. I'm a big horse person, spend a lot of time with the horses, and just really enjoy the outdoors and try and achieve personally a balanced life, which is a road for all of us to learn how to maintain a life of balance and peace, right? So it's something that I really want to help everyone that comes to our office learn how to find and achieve. So,
Now, where are you from originally?
Oh,
do you mind if I ask?
Yeah. My accent might be showing up. I actually grew up in British Columbia, so I raised my children in the West Coast, Northwest, and came to Arizona in 2010. I was in New Mexico, finished all of my education at the University of New Mexico. So I've been in the Southwest for probably 14, 15 years, but I think some of my Canadian accent probably hangs in there occasionally.
Just a tiny bit, but I just always like to get a little bit of a background on people we're from because it gives some insight into their personality and maybe why they are doing what they end up doing at this point in their lives. You know, it's really fascinating. So thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. And Molly, did you have something that you want to share with me? It sounded like I was doing something wrong. Did I do something wrong?
No, not at all. I was just, I was going to segue into, no, gosh. I was going to segue into kind of, I want to say, as you're, you know, learning a little bit about me, is that Dr. Lotus really saved my life. And so I'm going to kind of back into this a little bit and explain a little bit about my background and how then Dr. Lotus and I came together. You know, I was working 80 plus hour a week jobs in very high stress jobs. I gained 200 pounds. And realized that once I ended up in the hospital, I was very sick for almost a month, that my immune system and everything had become depleted, that I realized I needed to put my health first. I was putting everything else, my job and everything I was working, my bosses first, and ignoring my own health and really not being able to be there for my family. So I began my health journey back in about 2010 and started to lose the weight, and I had lost the weight. And then I got into bodybuilding and truly understanding nutrition and really delving in as deep as I could. So I started competing nationally. Even most recently was crowned Mrs. United States 2018 through my levels of competition. But how Dr. Lotus and I came together was about 3 years ago, I had been so depressed. I couldn't get out of bed most days and just really felt horrible, wasn't sleeping well, was losing my hair, a lot of things. And people had said, go to a number of doctors. You need to go to your regular physician. So I did. And they said, well, let's put you on some Zoloft and some creams. And then I went to my gynecologist and the same thing. All these people were saying, but not one of them, Michelle, not one of them was doing any blood work until someone said, you know, you should really talk to Dr. Lotus. She's an expert in hormones, and that might be the problem. And so I came in, well, before I even came into Dr. Lotus, she says, I need you to get your blood work done. And I was like, oh my gosh, finally, someone who wants to truly understand everything that's going on with me. And sure enough, when I went into Dr. Lotus, she had said, you have no testosterone. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, great. I'm not a guy. And she goes, no, you don't. That's not good.
Sorry,
for me. She says, that explains why you're depressed every day. And I immediately decided to do the pellet therapy. And I swear within 2 weeks, I felt like $1 million. I was back to myself. I felt good. I had energy again. I wanted to get back into the gym. And I mean, it was just truly an amazing experience for me, and it helped me build muscle. I mean, that was really one of the things I was struggling with, was really having that muscle strength in the gym. And it helped tremendously in that aspect. And so over the, 3 years and her working with me and treating me, we realized that there's this real synergy between what we're doing, because the other aspect that's really critical, Michelle, I was in the gym and we realized the number of people that will go in and meet with a trainer, but the trainer doesn't have their health background or fully understand them physiologically. And if they are putting them on a nutrition plan that they don't understand the blood work and what's happening with someone's body, again, they can be harming them. So we realized this real benefit of having people work with me and Dr. Lotus together to get that full package, so that they are having the healthiest journey and the most success. I mean, both in the gym and in their everyday nutrition. So that's kind of the whole circle of how Dr. Lotus and I came together.
Since you guys have brought up a couple times that nobody takes blood, how did they analyze what was wrong with you to even try to help you if they don't know what's going on inside, which that doesn't make any sense to me.
I'll give you another example. We had a patient who had been working out at the gym. They weren't feeling well. Their coach had put them on a very high iron diet. And yet the coach was saying, well, you're not following my plan. You're not following what I asked you to do. That's why you're not seeing the results. That's why you're tired all the time. And when they finally came to our doorstep and we were looking at their blood work, we're like, you have something called hemochromatosis, which is a disorder that is where their body produces too much iron, and the diet that the coach had them on was high iron. Unless the coach actually knew that, there would have been no way for them to actually look at their blood work and go, oh, yeah, now I know, I can't put you on high iron diet. And so it's really critical that the person actually, and hemochromatosis can be a deadly disease because it starts attacking your organs. So if you're feeding it with lots of iron, you actually can be harming somebody. And so we see examples of this over and over again where people will come into us and say, well, I'm not feeling well or what have you. And once Dr. Lotus reviews their blood work, she can say, well, you're deficient in this, or you're not getting enough water, dehydration. There's just a number of things. So let me have Dr. Lotus even kind of, she can kind of segue a little bit more on that as well.
It's either too much or it could be too little. Either way, we've also had other things that can show some physiologic issues, especially with calcium. If calcium is too high, it may be that the vitamin D is low and you're not absorbing it efficiently. Or it could be there's a parathyroid problem. And so, again, I think one of the things that I'll respond to with why don't providers do more. In our current medical system, I truly feel for all the providers that are trying to keep up with the schedules, because most of them are being asked to see people every 8 minutes or so. So it's very difficult to be able to even take the time to order the appropriate labs, let alone spend time reviewing them and explaining them to a person in a way that they understand their own body. It's the fault of our medical system as a whole, I think, more than any individual. But again, it's not only whether you order some labs, it's are you ordering the right labs? And I can't tell you why some people don't do that. I just know that we really try to.
We put so much faith into any type of medical doctor that we decide to go to. So you got to be your own best medical advocate or your own best health advocate and make sure that you do some of your own research. But a lot of people, A, they don't care or they don't have time. So they rely too much on somebody. And then whatever they say, they focus on it. And then next thing you know that they might be doing, they're not doing enough. So it's just, like I said, it's refreshing to know that you guys are looking at it from a different approach. We're listening and you're taking into consideration all the different things, and you're not doing your 8 minute visits and then see you later. And by the way, take these three things and, hopefully it works for you.
Yeah, not at all. And in fact, one of the things that we do is if we can't get to the bottom with normal blood tests, we actually have partnered with other labs that do saliva and urine and even hair samples to look further into, okay, how are hormones metabolizing in your body? Maybe your body is doing something a little different that is creating an issue that is making you feel even worse. Or we can check for heavy metal toxins and a lot of different kind of things like that. We can also check for DNA and neurotransmitters to see, okay, how are you processing your neurotransmitters, which of course, as most of us know, are hugely related to how we walk through this world, you know, in terms of our moods, in terms of our energy, all those kinds of things. There's a wide range of things available to us. The medical technology has grown so incredibly. There's so much that we can grab a hold of if we want to and take the time to learn what there is available to access. The American College of Cardiology came out in 2017 stating women on hormones have a 30% lower death rate from heart-related diseases than those women not on hormones. That's a pretty big deal.
Well, isn't that the number one killer for women is heart issues and heart disease because we tend not to exercise? I'm sure there's multiple things, but I have a feeling that has something to do with it.
That's absolutely the number one thing that kills women. Is that the proper way to say it? But from a nutrition and diet standpoint, I want to kind of back up a little bit because when you talk about the adrenals, a lot of people end up having a lot of weight around their midsection. That can be attributed to a number of things, but a lot of what we see is people's stress levels. And if you drink energy drinks and a lot of things that will max out your cortisol levels that stress your adrenals. That's another thing that we see when people say, gosh, I want to lose this weight around my midsection. Well, Dr. Lotus will 9 times out of 10 be able to say, well, your adrenals are probably out of whack. And once we start to get those in balance and they start to notice the fat go away from their midsection. But that also can attribute to heart issues and things like that. So, again, I will continue just to kind of reiterate how important it is to have people meet with Dr. Lotus. And then once they get to me, I'm able to work with them on really helping to get them on a proper nutrition and diet plan that will be for their body type. I mean, everybody has different body types. And something else that we see a lot of, Michelle, on the nutrition front is inflammation throughout people's bodies, which can lead to a lot of things, leaky gut issues, heart disease, a number of things throughout the body. And that's another thing that we work on treating people with is the high level of inflammation that people have within their bodies, which is a whole nother show we could talk on.
Well, and we need to, because these are things that affect somebody's not only how long they're going to live, but their performance while they're here. So if you've got somebody who just doesn't really feel like participating, and then they've got kids, and then they've got a spouse, and it affects everybody around them, and even at work. So you've got issues that can be corrected. You got to give it a try to look at maybe another person's opinion, because there's hope for you out there. Got to be inclined to make a step or a decision, because how you are affects everybody around you. From what you're saying, it's more than just calories. It's more than just, hey, I've got to make sure that I only have 1,200 a day. It's many more layers than that.
Yeah. And I think, Michelle, you've known me a long time. I have chosen this path with Dr. Lotus because at the end of the day, we want to make a difference in people's lives. It's not about, wow, we just want to do whatever we're doing just to just have a job. For us, this is our life. This is what we want to be doing. This is our legacy work that we want to be working with people to help them improve their lives.
Well, and that's so true, because when we first met, you were in a different, total different world than where you are right now. And I've watched you transform yourself over the years. And it has been, it's almost needs to be in the, you know, even if it's a slideshow video, just to see that transformation. I mean, yeah. If you don't mind, I can put the pictures on your listing on our website, so just people can understand that once you open your mind that there are possibilities out there. I mean, obviously, no, they don't have to go to the extreme that you did to really kick it up a notch, but there are ways to make your life better. You just have to give some other avenues or people a chance to and listen, especially to those who are willing to listen to you, which is what you guys do.
It's a winning combination in the sense that what she does and what I do coming together to really help a patient is really, if you think about it, it's that whole patient-centered dosing, putting them at the center and truly helping them achieve their optimum health.
You both need to come back on. We need to have, there's so many different topics. So I think what we'll do is we'll just identify one and we'll knock that show out, and we'll do another one and we'll knock that show out, and we can do some quick segments for people so they have some takeaways that maybe if they've got 5 to 10 minutes, they can listen to. So is there anything else that you want to bring up?
Motivation. A lot of people lose their motivation when their testosterone is low. They say, yeah, I feel fine. I just don't feel like doing anything. And that is almost always a low testosterone situation.
Michelle, this is a whole other program you and I can work on. It's the number of people that assume a pill will fix it all. I can't tell you how many people say, well, what diet pill did you take? None. And take any. It is the only way people can truly have sustainability in their health is to keep after it and stick to a healthy diet, eating clean, whatever that is, to really get there. And it's going to take time. If you do it fast overnight, it's going to come right back on, and it's going to come on fast. Get in, dive in, and just start doing it and stick with it, and you're going to have plateaus. You're going to have all of that, but eventually you will get to the right weight, and it will be sustainable. I mean, even now, Karen and I go up 5 pounds, or we've gone off of our diet. We can just take it back down by getting back on our diet again. And it's not really a diet. It's like a healthy way of living. That's what it is. It's a way of living.
Yeah, it's changing. I mean, you can go ahead and have a cheeseburger every once in a while, or splurge on some bread, you know. But for the most part, you got to take all that stuff out, and you just got to learn. That's just, you can either do what you did before, and if you're happy, awesome, keep doing it. But if you're not, 99% of the people aren't. Well, unfortunately, like you said, there's no magic pill, and you gotta work at it. And you gotta, even if you just walk around the block once, a couple times a week, you don't expect people to go to the gym and do all that, but they gotta have some sort of activity.
Well, 80% of the battle isn't working out. 80% of the battle is what you do in the kitchen. That's the first part for most people. It's like, that's what's gonna help. Then the 20% is what you do in the gym or the exercise or the cardio. It depends on everybody's body is clay. So whatever it is you want to shape to, whether it's more muscle, whether it's more lean, whatever, all depends on what you want to do, whether you want to do more cardio, whether you want to do more bodybuilding, whether you want to do HIIT training, all of it, you can mold your body into whatever shape you want. I have people that tell me, I'm eating a salad for lunch, breakfast, and dinner. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Why am I not losing weight? Because you're not getting enough calories. I mean, that is a fact. If you're not eating every few hours, you're not eating your engine. That's the problem. And if you're feeding yourself crap.
I'm not hungry. I can't eat that much food in a day.
Yeah, but you have to, Michelle. And it all depends, again, on everybody's body type. I eat 6 meals a day, sometimes 7, depending on if I'm bodybuilding the next day. And your timing of those meals is important. Like, I have people that say, well, I eat fruit at, you know, not, I have an apple before I go to bed. No. You do not want to be taking, in my humble opinion, you don't want to be taking in sugar at night because that converts to fat. So depending on I work out every morning. And so for me, my carbs and my sugars are highest in the morning before noon. After that, it tapers off. I have more proteins and vegetables. That's my after 3 o'clock thing. And then by nighttime, my body is ready for rest. And then the next day I start it all again. So.
Wow. All right, ladies. Well, we've gone over a lot of information today, and I appreciate you so much sharing your own personal stories. And your passion for what you're doing is tremendous. And I just give you so much credit for doing that. And it's like pioneering into a different way of delivering information to people and then assisting them, and listening is key. So is there any final thoughts that you both have before you give some contact information on how people can reach you?
We're just really grateful to you for giving us this opportunity. Both Karen, Dr. Lotus, and I are very excited to be sharing our story and also what we can provide to help people achieve their optimal health. So thank you, Michelle. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I have 2 pages of notes, so I learned a lot myself, and I appreciate that. And I hope that other people listening did at least absorb a tiny bit of that. Can one of you give the contact information so they can reach you and hopefully make an appointment to take those steps to change their life?
602-595-0050. We also have our website at www.optimalhormones.com. And then if people want to email us, we can be reached at admin@optimalhormones.com.
And there's 2 locations. There's one in Scottsdale and Wickenburg, correct?
Correct.
So again, Dr. Lotus and Molly, I really appreciate you both coming on. I'm honored to have you on in the future and be one of our expert contributors, because I think that people's health is so important. And like we discussed earlier, it not only affects you, it affects the people around you. So I'm looking forward to having you back on. We're going to pick a couple really key topics and go to town and get that information out to our listeners. So thank you both so much for coming on. And I look forward to another show in the very near future.
All right. Thanks, Michelle.
Our pleasure,
Michelle. Hey, you're welcome. Have a great day. You've been listening to another episode of the Everything Home Podcast, where we're talking about life stuff in balance. And today's show, talk about balance. I mean, Dr. Karen Lotus and Molly Edwards of the Optimal Hormones Medical Center, they just delivered some great content and information for people on really how they could change their lives. They're going to come back on. They're going to be expert contributors. So there's going to be constant information to help you out. Their information is going to be on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. The show's going to be listed on there, all of their contact information, a little brief intro. We're going to put those pictures of Molly before and after because she kind of said that we're allowed to, but I'm going to stick them on anyway. I really encourage you to check out the website and start beginning using it as a resource, because we've got expert contributors like these ladies, and there's great information out there, and it's free. You don't have to pay for any of this info. You can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. So I hope somebody got some information. Make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnett.